Section 1. You will hear part of a conversation between a customer and the owner of an IT store. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 8. You will see that there is an example that has been done for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
So, before we go any further, can we just confirm what's been agreed so far? As it's starting to get a little complicated.
Certainly. Tell you what, why don't I start to make out the invoice? Should I address it to you personally, or is there a business name you'd like me to use?
We trade under the name Ben and Die Enterprises.
The invoice is being made out to Ben and Die Enterprises. So you write Enterprises in the space provided. You should answer the questions as you listen, because you will not hear the recording a second time. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 8.
So, before we go any further, can we just confirm what has been agreed so far, as it's starting to get a little complicated?
Certainly. Tell you what, why don't I start to make out the invoice? Should I address it to you personally, or is there a business name you'd like me to use?
We trade under the name Ben and Die Enterprises.
Okay. Now, as you were talking to one of my sales reps to start with, I'm going to put him down as the contact on the invoice. That way, he'll get the commission on this sale, you see?
His name was Rowan Laver, is that right? Rather peculiar name, but a lovely man.
You almost got it. It's Rome, as in the city, and Laver, L-A-V-E-R. Your order number is 6589-B521. You're paying in full, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Today's the 4th of April, so we'll put a due date of the 10th on there. Now, do you remember your order details?
Yes. First there was the filing cabinets.
Of course, for a rate of £15 each. Didn't you order print paper as well?
Yes, we're taking 20 glossy photo paper bundles. What's the unit price again?
It works out at £20 per bundle and £400 in total.
And Rome said we could do a deal on the software packages, isn't that right?
Yes. Seeing as you bought 5 at once, we'll reduce the unit price to £100 from £120, leaving us with a total amount of £500. I needn't remind you that there is an additional fixed charge, totalling £40, specifically for the software installation.
Of course.
So, getting to a total figure then, including sales tax, 16% VAT is added on. That gives us £1,160 by my reckoning.
By VAT, do you mean sales tax? Isn't that 10%?
It's 25% on some products and 10% on others. We work out an aggregate figure and apply it to all goods sold. In this case, it was 16%, as I've mentioned.
Fair enough.
Before listening to the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 9 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 9 to 10.
Listen, I know the due date isn't for a week, but do you mind if I write you out a cheque today?
Not at all. You can make it out to me, Michael McCloskey.
How do you spell that then?
What, McCloskey? It's capital M-C, capital C-L-O-S-K-E-Y.
Got it. And how much should I make it out for, in total?
£1,500, please.
£1,500?
Yes, that's including my consultancy service fees.
Oh, I almost forgot about that. Let me make a note here on the cheque. Includes consultancy fees. Now we're almost done.
That's the end of section one. You have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2.